Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Improve Your Memory and Remember. Anything by John Connolly is a practical, tactics-focused guide for readers who want better recall in everyday life, study, and work. Positioned within the Learning Development book series, it organizes classic memory methods into usable steps, emphasizing hands-on practice rather than theory. The book's promise is straightforward. You can train memory like a skill by choosing the right technique for the right kind of information, then applying it consistently. It highlights well-known tools such as flashcards and spaced review, mnemonic devices for turning facts into vivid cues, and the Memory Palace approach for storing larger sets of information in an ordered way. Along the way, it frames memory improvement as a combination of attention, encoding, and retrieval, suggesting that many memory problems come from weak input or poor practice, not a lack of talent. Readers can expect a toolkit of hacks and exercises designed to produce noticeable gains quickly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, build a strong foundation, attention, encoding, and retrieval. A central theme is that memory is not a single ability, but a process with stages. You first notice and select information, then encode it in a meaningful form, and finally retrieve it when needed. The book encourages readers to treat forgetfulness as a signal that one of these stages was weak. If attention is scattered, the material never lands. If encoding is shallow, it fades quickly. If retrieval is never practiced, you know it only when you see it, not when you must recall it. This framing helps readers troubleshoot their own patterns, such as remembering faces but not names, or understanding concepts but failing tests. The guidance emphasizes purposeful focus, reducing distractions, and creating clear mental hooks. It also promotes active recall, which means trying to remember without looking, because retrieval practice strengthens access pathways. By pairing this with deliberate review schedules, the reader learns to convert short-term exposure into longer-term retention. The result is a baseline approach that makes every other technique more effective, from mnemonics to memory palaces, because the raw input and practice loop are improved. Secondly, flashcards and spaced repetition for durable learning. The book highlights flashcards as a deceptively powerful method when used correctly. Instead of rereading notes, flashcards force active recall, which exposes what you truly know and what you only recognize. The emphasis is on designing cards that are clear, specific, and test one idea at a time so you can pinpoint weak spots. It also stresses spacing, reviewing information at increasing intervals rather than cramming. This approach aligns with widely discussed learning principles, where timely revisits prevent forgetting and reduce total study time. Readers are guided to turn vocabulary, formulas, dates, definitions, and even process steps into prompts and answers, then cycle through them with a schedule that adapts to performance. If a card is easy, it can be delayed longer. If it is difficult, it should return sooner. This creates a self-correcting system that prioritizes what you need most. The method is positioned as especially valuable for students and professionals preparing for exams, certifications, interviews, or presentations. Over time, consistent flashcard practice builds confidence because recall becomes fast and automatic, not dependent on last-minute review. Thirdly, mnemonics convert abstract facts into memorable cues. Mnemonics are presented as tools for turning information that feels random into something structured, vivid, and easy to retrieve. The core idea is that memory favors meaning, imagery, and emotion over bland data. The book focuses on using association to connect new facts to existing knowledge, so recall becomes a chain rather than a search. Common mnemonic patterns include acronyms, acrostics, rhymes, chunking, and story-based links. When memorizing lists, sequences, or categories, the method helps create a compact trigger that unfolds into the full set. For numbers, names, or technical terms, readers are encouraged to add mental pictures, exaggerated action, and distinct details because uniqueness prevents confusion. Another key point is that mnemonics are most effective when they are personal and quick to generate rather than perfect or elaborate. You are not trying to create art, you are creating a retrieval path. The book also implicitly warns that mnemonics are not a substitute for understanding, but a complement. Once you grasp the meaning, mnemonics help you keep the details accessible under pressure. Fourthly, memory palaces and location-based organization. The memory palace technique is introduced as a powerful way to store and retrieve larger amounts of information in order. The approach uses familiar locations, such as a home, a commute route, or a well-known building, and assigns information to specific spots along a path. Because humans naturally remember places and spatial relationships, the method creates a reliable structure for recall. The book guides readers to pick stable locations, define a consistent route, and place vivid mental images at each waypoint. When you mentally walk the route later, the images act as prompts, delivering information in sequence. This makes the technique useful for speeches, presentations, checklists, and any material where order matters. The explanation emphasizes clarity and separation between locations, so items do not blend together. It also encourages vividness, motion, and exaggeration in the images, because striking scenes stick. With practice, readers can maintain multiple palaces for different domains, which turns memory into a system rather than a one-off trick. The technique stands out for its scalability and its ability to support confident recall without notes. Lastly, create a sustainable memory improvement routine. Beyond individual hacks, the book promotes consistency and habits that make memory techniques stick in real life. Readers are encouraged to choose methods that match their needs: flashcards for discrete facts, memory palaces for ordered sets, and mnemonics for tricky details. The key is to build a small routine that can be repeated daily, so improvement compounds. This includes setting specific goals, such as learning a set number of cards, building a short palace, or practicing recall for a talk. It also emphasizes review and maintenance, since even strong memories fade without occasional retrieval. The book's overall tone points to experimentation: track what is difficult, adjust your prompts, and refine the images or associations until recall is reliable. Another practical element is applying techniques immediately to real tasks, like remembering names, to-do lists, or key points from meetings, because usefulness increases motivation. By treating memory as a skill you practice, you reduce anxiety around forgetting and gain a sense of control. Over time, the reader develops a flexible toolkit and a repeatable process that supports learning, productivity, and confidence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students, test takers, busy professionals, and lifelong learners who feel they work hard but forget too much too quickly. It also fits readers who enjoy practical self-improvement and want techniques they can apply immediately to names, lists, presentations, vocabulary, and technical material. The main benefit is a shift from passive review to active methods that strengthen recall, helping you study more efficiently, speak with more confidence, and reduce the stress of last-minute cramming. By combining flashcards and spaced review with mnemonic linking and memory palace organization, the book offers a rounded toolkit rather than a single trick, making it easier to match the method to the material. Compared with similar memory books that focus heavily on theory or competitive memorization, this one is positioned as a concise, action-oriented collection of hacks and exercises aimed at everyday performance. That practicality can make it worth buying for readers who want clear starting points and fast wins. If you commit to short, regular practice, the techniques can pay off in better grades, stronger professional preparation, and improved day-to-day recall. If you would like to support John Connolly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.